With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. We expect opening statements today in former President Trump's criminal trial in New York. Mr. Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. The heart of the case, a routine non-disclosure agreement, with Mr. Trump's lawyers arguing that no crime was committed in what amounts to a business records case. They contend those records accurately detail payments to one of the former president's lawyers as legal retainer fees. The case could keep Mr. Trump tied up in court for as long as 2 months during the height of the race for the White House. The Supreme Court will hear arguments today in a case out of Grants Pass, Oregon, a case that has nationwide implications. At issue is the city's prohibition on sleeping outdoors.
The city was ordered by an appeals court to lift its ban, calling it cruel and unusual punishment to prohibit tent cities and sleeping on sidewalks if there isn't enough shelter space. But an attorney representing Grants Pass says growing homeless encampments are unhealthy and unsafe. Municipal leaders say court rulings prevent them from common sense solutions. But housing advocates worry cities would find it easier to arrest people instead of finding them places to live. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Israeli military's intelligence chief has resigned. Major General Aaron Halev's resignation follows a deadly October Hamas terror attack that breached Israel's defenses, ultimately triggering the war in Gaza. Halev has said he shoulders the blame for not preventing the devastating attack. North Korea keeps pushing the envelope. South Korea says the North has fired off multiple suspected short-range missiles off its east coast. It follows what Pyongyang describes as a test of a super-large cruise missile warhead and a new anti-aircraft missile last week. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 172. This is SRN News. Jews begin celebrating Passover at sundown today.
The holiday, which runs for 8 days, commemorates God's deliverance of the 12 tribes of Israel from bondage in Egypt, as detailed in the book of Exodus. The centerpiece of the celebration is the Seder meal, a dinner meant to be similar to the one eaten by Jewish families on the eve of their departure from Egypt. This year, Passover will be observed in the shadow of Israel's war with Hamas and fresh hostilities with Iran. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lot of Americans are embracing astrology. A new Harris poll finds more than 6 in 10 people say that astrology provides comfort in uncertain times by serving as a reassuring friend for those seeking guidance. Majorities of poll respondents say they've consulted or would consult the stars for self-care or health advice, relationship advice, and for help making major career and life choices. Millennials, the group most likely to turn to astrology. This is SRN News. They'll break ground today on a $12 billion high-speed interstate passenger rail line running between Vegas and the Los Angeles area.
Brightline plans to have trains running by 2028 from just south of the Las Vegas Strip to a commuter rail hub in Rancho Cucamonga, California. The track will be laid in the median of Interstate 15, where motorists sitting in traffic jams would see trains whisk past at speeds comparable to Japan's bullet trains. A Brightline sister company already operates a fast train between Miami and Orlando in Florida. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass and her family not injured by an intruder who police say broke into the mayor's official residence early yesterday morning. Officials say the suspect smashed a window to enter Getty House, suffered some minor injuries, and was taken into custody without incident. Bass says she is grateful to the LAPD for responding and for making the arrest. More details at SRNnews.com.